Part 1. Party Frenzy. Chapter 1. Tierra Trouble. I jiggled my foot up and down and stared out the window of Boston's Logan Airport at the jets lined up like toy planes on a game board. To tell the truth, I was a little bored, which really wasn't my usual style, particularly since I was about to leave on an adventure. Then, out of the corner of my eye, I saw an adorable little boy twirling about like a bird and staring up at the ceiling. As the official BSG artist in training, I always reach for my special Isabel Martinez sketchpad whenever I see something different or special to draw. But a burst of girl laughter distracted me for a second. I glanced over at my sister, Elena Maria, who was deep in important teenage conversation with her chatty best friends, Jill and Lauren. It was pretty obvious that I wasn't going to be invited to join their talk fest. How I wish that Avery, Charlotte, Maeve, and Katani were going to Texas with me. The BSG were my best friends in the world, and right away I wanted to call them and tell them to race to the airport. But I couldn't. This was my sister's adventure. I was just along for the ride. Plus, in the morning rush, I had forgotten my cell phone at home. At least I had my art supplies. I felt happy about that. As I leaned down to grab my sketch pad out of the one-of-a-kind artist bag Katani had sewn for me, it hit me. I mean, something actually hit me. Ow! I squealed. I had just bumped my head on somebody's rising bright orange ankle brace. That somebody being Scott Madden, Avery's older brother, and, I was almost positive, Elena Maria's main crush. Not that she would ever admit that to me in her current state of frenzy. More about that later. "Sorry, Iz, I completely didn't see you reaching down," Scott said apologetically. Scott was really nice for a high school guy, even if he had just crashed into my head. I opened my mouth to tell him no problemo, but before I had the chance, Elena Maria rushed over to his side. "You okay, Scott?" she asked in her sweetest voice. Yep, he was definitely the main crush of the moment. Yeah, he said, laughing and sounding a little embarrassed. I guess a guy with a sprained ankle should be a little more careful. "I'm okay, too," I started, but was interrupted by Elena Maria's friend Lauren, who called out from across the waiting area, "Check it out. Elena and Scott, you have to watch this video Jill has on her iPod. It's so funny." Without another look back at me, my sister and a limping Scott took off to join Jill and Lauren and Scott's friend Andy. I turned to grab some mom attention, but saw that she was sneaking a quick snooze before we boarded. Next to her, my Aunt Lourdes was engrossed in a thick hardback book. Again, I wished I could chill with the BSG. What an adventure we could have on my aunt and uncle's ranch in Texas. Instead, because it was my sister's super fabulous birthday entitled My Amazing Incredible Quinceañera, starring Elena Maria Martinez, she got to bring her friends.